Hola, buenos días. Soy Raquel. Estoy aquí con el grupo de inglés del CEPA José Tomás de Mazarrasa. Y como se acerca el día del libro, han querido pues venir aquí a grabar una pequeña obra de teatro, en este caso Caperucita Roja. Y bueno, os presento a los diferentes personajes de la obra. Como narrador tenemos a Pilar, como Caperucita Roja María Jesús. La madre va a ser Mayra, el lobo Fermín, la abuelita Lali y el leñador también lo va a representar Mayra. Espero que disfrutéis, os dejo con ellos.
Once upon a time, there was a girl called Little Red Riding Hood.
Granny is ill in bed. Be good girl and take her some food, will you?
Okay, man. I'll go there with my basket.
Here there is a cake, some bread and honey.
Okay, man. I will follow the path in the woods.
Yes, please go straight to Granny's and don't speak any strangers.
Little Red Riding Hood is looking for some flowers for her granny when she meets a wolf.
Where are you going, sweet thing?
To visit Granny, who is very ill. She lives in the yellow house on the other side of the woods.
You don't say, Aflo, me low score you. You never knew what you may find in the wood.
Thank you. You are very kind, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, look at these pretty flowers here. Why not pick a few? Granny's love flowers you knew.
Thanks, good idea. I will pick some flowers for Granny.
But while Little Red Riding Hood was picking a pretty bouquet, the clever wolf ran to Granny's house and knocked at the door.
Who is it?
It is I, Delicious, darling grand doctor.
Ah, come in, honey. The door is unlocked.
Hello, grand surprise.
Oh, help, help.
And the wolf gobbled Granny right up. Then he put on her nightcap and went to bed. Little Red Riding Hood knocked at the door.
They're calling my dessert. Who is it?
Is it I, your little granddaughter?
Kind darling, the door is unlocked.
Hi. Oh, Granny, what big eyes do you have?
You better to see you, my dear.
And Granny, what long arms do you have?
The better to hand you, my dear.
But Granny, what big teeth do you have?
The better to eat you, my dear.
And the wolf covered Little Red Riding Hood right up. He was so pleased that he fell asleep and started snoring loudly. But a woodcutter passing by was alarmed.
That doesn't sound great, Granny. I will go inside and see what's happening.
And so the brave woodcutter went inside, killed the sleeping wolf, cut it open, and out jumped Granny and Little Red Riding Hood.
Thank you very much.
We are ever so grateful
that we did won't trouble you again.
Little Red Riding Hood promised never ever to speak to another stranger, and she never did. And they all lived happily ever after. And the end.